the end of January 2023, talks between Turkish President Erdogan and the Swedish government detonated.
So you will let terror organizations run wild on your avenues and streets and then expect our support for getting into NATO? That's not happening.
In order to be accepted into NATO, Sweden and Finland as well needed the vote from Turkey. But talks disintegrated after a Swedish-Danish politician set fire to the Quran in front of the Turkish embassy in Stockholm.
On Saturday, Rasmus Paludan, head of a far-right Danish party, held a protest in front of Turkey's embassy in Stockholm. The Swedish-Danish national set fire to the Quran. That has put Sweden's NATO application in jeopardy. Accession to the military alliance must be approved unanimously by member states, including Turkey.
After Erdogan's declaration, Turkey and northern Syria were devastated by a series of earthquakes in southern Turkey, with a death toll that has reached well over 11,000 people.
We are finished, my God. There is nobody here. Nobody. What kind of state is this?
Turkey is no stranger to earthquakes, the majority of them occurring in the eastern and western portions of the country. But strange anomalies occurred just before the earthquakes, leading many to question whether a HAARP weapon may have been used to punish the Turkish government for failing to toe the line of NATO's New World Order overlords.
Amerikan Büyükelçisine buradan söylüyorum. Hangi gazetecilere yazı yazdırdığını biliyorum. Pis ellerini Türkiye'nin üzerinden çek. Çok net söylüyorum. Pis ellerini Türkiye'nin üzerinden çek.
We've had a few guests on talking about what they believe HAARP does, what they admit it does. You know, why not? And Trey, my producer, thought, why not get the people from HAARP on?
So in terms of what it is, it's a research facility to conduct research in ionosphere and radio science.
What about other countries, the Russians, the Chinese, the European Union? Do they have similar programs, Doctor?
The European community has a facility in Tromsø, Norway, part of the, what they call the ICECAT community there, that actually was a facility like HAARP that's been around a lot longer than HAARP.
The Smithsonian is reporting, and the Daily Mail is reporting, and a bunch of other publications are reporting China and Russia are working together to heat the atmosphere for weather control using large antenna arrays on the ground directed by satellites in space.
This is weather modification on a global scale. In fact, these programs are so large and so all-encompassing that all other weather modification programs that go on a smaller regional basis are virtually, they're negated by the scope and scale of the global geoengineering programs. The saturation, which ionizes the atmosphere, makes the atmosphere more conductive. We have the HAARP facilities, High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. These are ionosphere heaters. Many have heard of the HAARP facilities. There's not just one or two or three. We believe there's at least 18 around the globe, possibly with three more being built in Antarctica right now.
We were able to identify each frequency. We accomplished this with just 30 watts of radio power. If you do this with a billion watts, the vibrations are so violent that the entire piano would shake. In fact, the whole house would shake. In fact, the vibrations could be so severe underground that could even cause an earthquake.
These weapons of geopolitical terrorism will be able to mold the climate change narrative and bend countries to the will of the New World Order as the target date of UN Agenda 2030 draws nigh.
In short, the New World Order is a weapon system, a planetary terraforming operation, genetically changing the planet's genetic makeup, changing the atmosphere's makeup, changing the tectonic activity of the planet, changing the oceans, changing all life, changing the radiological background, changing the magnetic background. Every observation we see shows this modern system is doing one thing, killing us.
John Baum reporting.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones, and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.